happy.
Hello, this is Gail Moskowitz, and I thank you for listening to Mental Health Matters. The topic of today's show is New Year's resolutions. Now, why is this a mental health issue? I'll get to that in a minute. Mental Health Matters is a program dedicated to issues pertaining to mental health, interpersonal relations, addiction, sex and sexuality, and discussing healthy ways in which to live a more thoughtful and emotionally honest and fulfilling life. This week, we will highlight the issues associated with how you want to define your life in 2011. So call in and tell me your resolutions, or weigh in on the subject in some other way. The number at which to reach us today is 649-9737. 649-9737. Mental Health Matters comes to you every Thursday at 1 p.m. on WRIR 97.3 FM. You can listen to the program in real time or by logging on to WRIR's website, www.wrir.org, and you can listen to it on your computer. The show will be available for you to listen to this evening, along with all the past shows, by logging onto my website, which is mentalhealthmatters.web.officelive.com. One of my resolutions for this year is to find a better way to archive so that you can access all of my past shows. And I am happy to send you a link to my site, or if you just have something you'd like to tell me, or you'd like to tell me your suggestion for a future show, please email me at yourmentalhealthmatters@gmail.com. Those are the letters UR, Mental Health Matters, all one word, @gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. So, why is the topic of today's show New Year's resolutions, and why is that a mental health issue? Well, it is a mental health issue because I absolutely believe that we're not going to make real changes in our lives until we define and clarify what it is we want our life to look like. We do a lot better when we have a goal, and then we incrementally move toward that goal by setting up incremental sort of trajectory shots for how you want the end product to look. If you don't have a sense of what the goal is, it's difficult to create how you want your life to look. Now, I'm going to tell you a story. Last year, I sat with my friends, I think it was around Thanksgiving, and I said to my friends, I want a few things to be different this year. And what I want to be different is I want to change a little bit about how I do my professional life. Now, I've been a very lucky person professionally. I've worked very hard, and I've had a lot of payoff for working very hard. But I've been doing the same thing for a very long time, although I always find new things to do, and I'm pretty good at keeping myself occupied and stimulated. But last year, I decided that I wanted to do a few things. I wanted to teach, and I wanted to teach social work. I do a lot of nonprofit training and volunteer training, but I had not done any graduate level teaching in the School of Social Work, which is something that is dear to me. And I said that's what I wanted to do. And I also said I wanted to find a venue for me to do a radio show. And I knew that if I were going to do those two things, I had to get very clear about how to find out how to do those things. And so I made those goals. And the goal in a bigger way was, how do I want my year to look? How did I want 2010 to look? And there are two things I did. I made a very clear sheet about the incremental goals I needed in order to make those two things happen. And then I chose one day to start the process of making the phone calls I needed to make. because sometimes that first step is the hardest thing to do. So those things happened, and both of those things paid off this year. And both of these things, this show and my getting to teach, have been absolutely lovely, wonderful, new experiences for me in my life. And because I did those things, I've had to read a lot more, figure out how to use my computer in a different way, learn all sorts of new technology, learn how to grade papers. It's been an amazing year. But none of those things would have happened had I not stopped to reflect on what I wanted to happen next. So, things like I want to quit drinking, I want to exercise more, those are all really good New Year's resolutions, except they're not really very good if you looked at them in a broad-based kind of way. They become overwhelming, and you know what the statistics are on following up on those New Year's resolutions. So call, let me know what you would like to change this year. 649-9737, 649-9737. How would you like 2011 to look different than 2010? And maybe we can just talk a little bit about how to break that resolution down or break that goal down into incremental goals so you might be able to make your life look different. One of the things that weighs so heavy on us in life are the things that we think we're stuck with. One of the things that weighs so heavy in our life are the things we think we're powerless over. And we might be powerless over outcome, but we're not powerless over the beginning task. We're not powerless over trying. We might be powerless over the outcome, but we're not powerless to start and to try and to define and to look at how we want to make things different. Now, I sent an email to a bunch of people that I knew, and I asked them to tell me what they would like to have different in 2011. I asked them to tell me what they would like to resolve to do differently in 2011. And it is really interesting, some of the answers that I got. I did get the general answers. I want to quit drinking. I want to quit drinking. No one actually wrote that, but somebody, you know, I would like to lose weight. I would like to, you know, lose weight, go to the gym more, not drink as much coffee, actually, somebody said. And one of the things that somebody said, which I thought was interesting, is they said they would like to resolve to sleep more. Now, that's an interesting thing, isn't it? Why would somebody resolve to sleep more? Well, sleep, for all of you who don't know this, and you all should know this, and I've said it before, sleep is curative. We need sleep. Sleep is not only good for us mentally, but sleep is good for us physically. So why don't we sleep enough? Well, we don't sleep enough for a few reasons. One, because we use stimulants, because we drink too much coffee or we drink alcohol in the evening and our sleep is disrupted. Another reason we don't sleep well, perhaps, is we don't get enough exercise, and that can get in the way of our sleep. We don't sleep well because we are overweight and our breathing is affected by being overweight. Or we have some other physical problem that gets in our way of our sleeping, and we don't go out of our way to try to solve that problem. And it's really important for us to do that. And the other reason we don't sleep as well is because we try to do too much. And if you try to do too much all the time, you never have the downtime you need to get your body to relax prior to going to sleep. So I thought it was really funny, the way this woman talked about wanting to resolve to sleep more. And what she resolved to do and what she was saying in her email to me was that she wasn't going to feel as if taking a nap in the middle of the day made her an ineffective person. as if it's against the law or the rules to quench your need to sleep, as if that makes you a bad person. And one of the things that I know I have counseled people forever on is one spouse feeling angry at another spouse for sleeping in on a weekend morning, even though both of them work full time and they have children. Well, those are the kinds of things we need to sort of do for our spouses, is give each other the time we need to get rested, to live the kinds of lives we need in order to get the rest that we need to get on a regular basis. Also, compulsive habits keep us from sleeping, like getting tethered to the television or the computer. So I thought that was an interesting New Year's resolution. What's your New Year's resolution? What would you like 2011 to look like for you? I know that there... So other things that people wrote in, other information that people gave me and the things they would like to see happen for them in the new year is one of them said that they would like to work less, which I thought was an interesting resolution, too. And one of the things that they said to me in their email was that they had always been very big kind of workaholics and had always defined themselves so exclusively through what they do for a living, and that they had begun to calm down about that. And in the last couple of years with the recession, they have been so anxious about losing their job that it has triggered, almost in a post-traumatic stress kind of way, it has triggered their need to work for fear that they would lose their job if they weren't absolutely on the money, absolutely focused on work 24 hours a day. And in this particular email that this gentleman wrote to me, that that he resolves to go back to more of a balance in work and home life, because we do need a balance in work and home life. It is important to put your all into work. It's important to feel good about the things you produce. It's important to feel good about yourself and the way in which you play your part in the work world. Work is very important, whether you're working at home or working, in the outside world. What we do and what we produce gives us a sense of mastery that feeds our sense of self in a healthy, good kind of way. But when you begin to define yourself exclusively by what you do, you really stop understanding that there are other facets of you, like who you are, what gives you pleasure, what allows you to calm down, your interpersonal relations. All of those things are just as important, and having a balance in your life is really important. So if you're out of balance, that's actually a great New Year's resolution, and I understand that New Year's resolution. Somebody else wrote to me, and I thought another New Year's resolution, which I thought was interesting, from a young man that I know, he's the son of a friend of mine, that he resolves to stop dating and to actually begin to focus on having real and full relationships with members of the opposite sex, and not to settle down so much, but to stop feeling as if it feeds his ego to constantly be changing the object of his affection. And I thought that was a pretty honest thing for him to say, because I guess at some point it is a choice to kind of move from that. I think that when I was growing up, there was more of an expectation that you grew up, you met the person you were going to marry, you got married, and you kind of moved on. Although that was not the trajectory for my life, it was for many people exactly the trajectory. And then I also am part of that generation where a lot of people got divorced. Actually, the divorce rate's a little bit down, believe it or not, which is a very interesting statistic. But today, I think that it's more permissible and more a matter of course to date and hang out and learn about yourself. And I actually think it's a great idea to learn a little bit more about yourself before you make the ultimate decision to be in a lifelong relationship with someone. But he felt like it was time for him to stop playing around because he realized that it fed his ego to go from one woman to the next. And he's a handsome kid, so it was easy enough for him to do that. But that he began to realize that the years of his life and the years in which he might become a parent or settle down or buy a house or any of those things begins to shift. And that he was ready to do that differently. I just hope he doesn't decide, okay, it's time to find a wife and make that a, you know, I'm going to go find a wife regardless of whether or not I find the woman who might be a good partner for me. So I hope he doesn't do that. But that's an interesting New Year's resolution. So if you have a New Year's resolution, call and let me know what it is. I'd like to hear what you're thinking about. I'd like to hear what you think you'd like your life in 2011 to look like. You have the power to make those goals. We tend to do this thing, which is to detach from the power we have over our own lives. We detach from working at our lives, and we go from year to year, from month to month, just sort of letting things happen to us, rather than proactively sorting out what we want to happen to us, how we want it to look, the kinds of relationships we want to have, the way in which we bring pleasure to ourselves, the things we want to learn. That's a good resolution. I'd like to learn something new this year. I see so many people who kind of get complacent with what they know and don't move themselves, don't challenge themselves to learn and to think and to bring new ideas to themselves. The world is so full of so much, and we have the ability to sample so much, and yet a lot of us get very complacent. So a good New Year's resolution would be less complacency, and then to be able to break that down into what would that look like? Maybe I'll learn a new function on my computer. Maybe I'll learn to dance. Maybe I'll read an extra, I'll read more. Maybe even if reading is very tough for me, maybe I'll find a way to listen to books on tape or do a little more volunteer work. Those are all things we do that make our lives more full. So what is your New Year's resolution? What would you like your life to look like in 2011? The number at which to call me today is 649-9737, 649-9737. This is Gail Moskowitz, and you're listening to Mental Health Matters here on WRIR 97.3 FM. We're talking about New Year's resolutions. We're talking about what would you like your life to look like in 2011. Well, let me tell you what my resolutions are this year. I had big ones last year. This year, I have made a decision that I want to have a little bit of more time. This is going to be very much the end of my hands-on parenting with my daughter, who's now 16. She is moving into her senior year of high school, and then she's going to go away. So my resolution this year is to deepen my relationship with my daughter by being more with her and doing less of that parenting stuff I do with her and just being with her. So one of the things we do, I'll actually finish that resolution in just 1 minute because I have a call. This is Gail Moskowitz. You're on Mental Health Matters. I think you need to turn your radio down. And so you have a New Year's resolution? Okay. I don't think the call went through, so we'll get back to that. Maybe they'll call back. So anyway, my resolution is to do those things that allow me to just be. with her, the things that we enjoy doing. So we enjoy doing crafts projects together, and we enjoy baking together, and we enjoy just going on little adventures together. Because one of the things that I start to do is, you know, I know she's going to be moving out into the world, is I feel like I have to make sure she knows everything before she leaves. And I just don't think that's going to be possible. So my resolution on some level is to just calm down and to be more of a partner in our relationship and less of a parent, which is, you know, hard to do because I think parents need to be parents, and I'll continue to be the parent. But nonetheless, that's my big resolution for this year. So call me. Let me know what your resolution is. How do you want your life to look in 2011? 649-9737. Okay. One of the things that somebody else wrote to me was that they wanted to lose weight. So how many times have you put that down for your resolution for the new year? Want to lose weight. I have a caller. Yes, this is Gail Moskowitz. What would you like to say?
Yes, this is Sheldon. I just wanted to ask you a question.
Ooh, I think we're having a hard time with the phones today. Can you speak or not? No, I guess not. I guess we lost that. Guess we lost that call too. I don't know exactly why, but maybe they can solve that. So let's talk about the resolution of weight. It's a good one, okay? But it's not going to do you very well if you move into the first of the year with this idea that I have to lose X amount of weight. I want to tell you that you cannot lose X amount of weight. That is not a good goal. Now, why isn't that a good goal? Well, it's not a good goal because it then becomes the goal. And what do you do after you reach the goal? That's A. B, diets do not work. I don't know how often you have heard that. Probably a lot. Diets do not work. The large majority of weight lost on a diet gets gained back plus more. And people who diet often wind up yo-yo dieting. The statistics on all of those programs out there where you pay to go on this diet are grim. People wind up gaining that weight back. So going on a diet as a New Year's resolution, A, losing X amount of weight as a New Year's resolution, B, none of that is going to work. If you would like to have a resolution to eat properly, exercise more, and to be a healthier, thinner person in the new year, that works. Only if you take all of that information and you break it down to incorporate it into your lifestyle in a way that makes sense and works for you. For instance, years ago, I decided I wanted to be a thinner person. Believe it or not, and you don't know me, but I'm a pretty small person. Believe it or not, I was a kind of a chubby kid. Always had those 20 extra pounds that I didn't want to cart around with me. And in all the years that I wanted to get rid of that weight, I went on one diet after another and after another. And at the end of having that diet, I would often feel so awful about myself because I would gain all the weight back. So I decided one year to just start eating less. I'll finish this story in just a moment. I have a caller.
Yes, Gail, this is Gary. I'm kind of in a weird situation. I was wondering if you had any advice on a New Year's resolution. Considering it's around the holidays and money's a little tight for some of us, I have a career that I've always been interested in, and it's more of a hobby right now, and I'm having to work a series of jobs to afford everyday expenses. And I want to pursue that career, but I also have my kids to consider. And so I was wondering how I could fulfill that New Year's resolution of getting my dream job while balancing my kids as well as my other jobs necessary to meet ends or to make ends meet.
What have you tried?
Well, there's a series of different examples of my efforts in this career. It involves kind of a hobby of making videos on the internet, like producing a sitcom or something like that. And I'd like to make a career out of that, but it doesn't seem to be really working out. And I was wondering if there were any other avenues I could go down to maybe get some more exposure, or, you know, so is this an unrealistic New Year's resolution to pursue my passion?
Well, it's not an unrealistic New Year's resolution for you to have more passion in your life. But one of the things that we constantly have to do is balance passion against pragmatism. And one of the things that I know you might have to do is perhaps you volunteer in that doing some of that work. You learn to do, you gather some of those skills or do some of that in a volunteer kind of way. But perhaps you have to look at pursuing your passion after your children don't need you as much as they may need you now. If your kids are young and they're totally tethered to you in a way of daily routine, total financial resource, it may not be a pragmatic time to make a big change. So if you can balance the pragmatism against the passion, you might have to wait a little bit longer, but there's no reason why at some point you wouldn't be able to pursue that. We just have to be, you know, we have to be responsible, and that's part of the pragmatism of life. Is that helpful?
Yes, thank you for your insight, Gail.
Thank you for calling, Gary. I appreciate it.
Take care.
You too. Have a happy new year. So one of the things that I wanted to say about the weight issue was that I started thinking about eating everything that I enjoy eating, but eating half of it and making a decision about eating half of it before I even ate it. So, for instance, if I went out and I ordered a spicy bean burger and a plate of French fries, so to speak. The rule wasn't, I can't eat French fries because I'm fat. There was no rule that said that. The rule would be, I enjoy this. I would like to eat this, but I'm going to eat half of this. And I would do exactly that. I would actually have the waitress take half the French fries and half the spicy bean burger away. So I'd have in front of me what I would enjoy eating. And I happen to like vegetables, so I always, and fruit, I really, really like that. And I made a concerted effort to begin to put those things in my life all the time. And then, little by little, I made changes in what I ate, so I'd eat less and less. And the big thing I did was I started exercising. And I talked about that on another show where I never really understood how to exercise very well. So I don't have a lot of athletic prowess, but I began to walk and then run. And little by little, I realized that I had the power to make all sorts of changes in my physical being. And today, I am so thankful that I don't feel like I have eating issues of any kind. I eat what I want. I eat in small portions. I mostly eat a very healthy diet. And I do. I'm mindful of what I eat, but I never say to myself, you can't eat that because you're fat. Because the more I say that, the more then I feel deprived and angry. So nothing's off the table. I make choices about what I want to eat. So that's the kind of resolution you can break down and begin to work on are the little things. I don't think you can make broad-based absolute changes in one fell swoop. I think we do better working into and through things. This is Gail Moskowitz. I hope you have an absolutely wonderful holiday and a wonderful New Year's. I look forward to seeing you in 2011. Listen to me next Thursday at 1 o'clock on Mental Health Matters.
Every life we have some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry.